Tower, ACX, mobile. KN4TFW. How about yours?
Yep, it was good. Didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of rested a little bit.
We didn't do a whole lot. Got out Saturday and just walked around the flea markets. Didn't really go in the shops in the strip or anything like that. Been there, done all that.
Did you get that toolbox fixed?
Order a lock for it. Gotta do that today. Thanks for reminding me.
I did talk a little bit on HF, made some contacts. That was pretty cool.
Antenna setup's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I did some contacts at a park in Texas. They were having a Arkansas QSO party, so I made some contacts there. Made a contact at the photo booth at the Hamvention in Dayton. And so it appears to be doing all right.
I know you were worried about it performing like it needed to, so it sounds like it's doing a good job.
Getting used to it and, you know, which way it's turned and be able to turn it so I can make a good, you know, a good contact. And some of those was only on 50 watts because I didn't realize it was turned down.
Better.
Arkansas party, I think I got it. Everyone I called out to, I got them on like the first try, so that was a good thing.
Mason, is we getting
the beach when I texted him on, I guess it was Saturday or Sunday. It must have been Sunday. He didn't have his antenna up yet.
Ground to it.
Contact, I believe it was in Virginia. It was at the, I don't know, Shenandoah Caverns or something. They were actually 90 feet underground.
Impressive, 90 feet underground to make a contact.
Event station, 100 years or something, some caverns, I think.
Coal mining country.
Guys that were, they were checking out, a couple of different antennas. They were up there in the gorge, and the one guy was down, he said he was down in the valley somewhere between Asheville and Eastern Tennessee, and I could hear him perfect. I don't know what kind of antenna he was using, but it was good.
I'm going to turn my radios on to listen to him while I was over there this time. Just trying to get away for a little bit. Turned the phone off and didn't have any communication with anybody other than my wife.
What's wrong with that? You know, I figured that stuff from the wire man would be in, but it wasn't. But, you know, I got to thinking later, they probably went to the Hamvention.
Yeah, they're in Dayton, Ohio right now, or on the way back.
About this week, probably.
Go to the Hamfest in Atlanta here in about 2 weeks.
Fun. Some good rain this afternoon, I guess, starting about 10 o'clock this morning.
I hadn't even looked at the weather for this week.
You get about an inch today. That'd help out.
Pretty got that. Then some up here.
Get the house.
Rained hard up here yesterday, and it's been raining up till this morning. It's still sprinkling out here.
Because I was, you know, when I was on the radio, I was looking to make sure there wasn't no storms in the area.
He came up here last night. That's how come I didn't even get on the radio to check into the net last night. There's thunder and lightning storming outside, so I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Across a swamp net on 40 meters yesterday. Must happen every Sunday about 9 o'clock on 7275. Wasn't that PM? Come on now.
Bed by then.
Checking check-ins for the swap net. And I listened for a little bit, and they were selling, you know, amplifiers and all kinds of stuff. Tell you what they had, what the condition was, how to reach them.
Cool, but Sunday at 9 o'clock, I'm leaving to go to church.
Need to be able to turn your radio on and have it record, right?
But I don't know if mine does that or not. Never even thought about it.
Stuff they got going on, I'm sure there's some kind of capability there.
I can figure out something.
Familiar with how a hamstick's made, right? Usually it's fiberglass rod wound, you know, for a certain band, and then it's got a tuning whip on it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. The same way fire sticks make their CB antennas.
They took the whip off and screwed, like, let's say 275s together and then put the whip on. Would that get you close to 160 meters? Or would it not work? It doesn't work that way?
I don't know for sure, but I mean, it sounds like logic to me. That's what 160 is. If you put two 80s together, you're putting a quarter wave of each. So, I mean, that makes sense.
You know, my radio's capable of the 160. I've never made contact on 160 because I just don't have, you know, an antenna for it. But I just got to thinking, it's like, that sounds like it would work, but maybe it doesn't work that way.
Out.
Yeah, I know that's right. My new antenna.
Oh, they're perched on it, I'm sure, aren't they?
Perfect spot for them to land.
You said, pull them up there on the chimney after you got it up. First thing I thought of, birds be perched on that thing.
Get it down to the ground after I got it up before a bird already landed on it.
On it long once you transmit.
And they used to love to land on my wire.
It's on there when you transmit, won't it?
Oh, since they're not grounded, I don't think it would hurt them. Most 160 antennas are just a big long wire, and they're usually horizontal. I guess I'd lose something, you know, having it vertical. The repeater.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that, and I meant to say horizontal. Mine is horizontal. I'll be over on this 285 KO4 ATX clear.
KN4 TFW.